Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our new friend, Tom Wheelwright, on the show. Tom is a CPA, CEO of Wealth Ability, author of Tax-Free Wealth, contributing columnist for a number of different publications, and he's a very smart guy, and he's here to talk to us about a very important topic. Tom Wheelwright, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. It's always good to be on your show.
Good to have you here. Hey, Tom, I've been covering originally the Quill case and that, and more recently the Wayfair case, the sales tax on remote sales, and in the last 20 years it's been about online sales. I've been covering this for probably almost 20 years with various experts ever since states started realizing that they were losing sales tax with e-commerce. When e-commerce sales was just a little teeny tiny little speck in the overall marketplace, now that it's grown to a certain number, the states are saying we want some of that money, and they took it to court, all the way to the court, to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ruled in their favor, didn't they?
They did. Absolutely.
And so this is, for me, this is it's a little bit of a dicey issue for me, Tom, because I represent all small business owners. Some of them don't do e-commerce. And therefore, if they have an e-commerce competitor, their neighbor, who doesn't pay tax, sales tax, and yet they have to collect sales tax, it puts them at a disadvantage. On the other hand, I'm worried about the e-commerce small business owners, because not that they have to collect the sales tax. I don't think that's a bad thing. It's just that there are 10,000, 12,000 precincts they're going to have to keep up with. And that's what I want you to help us sort out.
Yeah, so and this has been coming for a long time. You know, back in the early 90s, it was the Quill case, and before that, it was National Bell Fest. This is what I taught at Arizona State University for 14 years.
Right.
And this is the states are already acting. We already have several states who have already got on the books laws that are like South Dakota's, and will pass muster by the Supreme Court. So we're going to see a lot of it.
Well, let's talk about some of the issues. Get start at the beginning and tell us where this thing, how this thing is rolling out. Now that the case is the Supreme Court has said that if you sell online or if you have a remote sale, that you as the seller, there was a time when it was the buyer's responsibility. So if I went to your state and brought a product back to my state, I was supposed to turn that purchase into my state and pay tax on it. But nobody does that. So now it's the seller's responsibility, according to the Supreme Court, right?
Well, that's right. What happened was is that it's still the buyer's responsibility. It's just that it's easier for the state to collect from the seller because sellers have so many more transactions. So what the court said in Quill and its predecessor Bell's test for catalog sales, that was catalog sales, right?
Right.
What they said was, look, it's too much of a burden on if you have no physical presence, it's too much of a burden to ask you to collect sales tax. Now what they're saying is, you know what? It's not that much of a burden. There's online software. It's not that hard. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think it's still going to be a burden for a lot of smaller online retailers. But there are limitations. So, for example, South Dakota said that you have to have either $100,000 in sales into South Dakota or 200 transactions. So that's a minimum. And I think that.
Let me stop you for a second. If you're below that number into South Dakota, you don't have to remit sales tax.
That is correct.
All right. So if you go above that, one above that, do you have to go back and pick up all the things you were below the threshold, or you start there?
Well, that's the interesting question. The interesting question is, does this thing apply retroactively? And
right.
In South Dakota, it probably does. Okay. Now, what I would, you know, I'm not suggesting that people go back and do it retroactively. We're going to see how South Dakota goes about their business, and other states, frankly, hopefully they will
right.
not, you know, because there are other states like Washington, state of Washington, Hawaii, that have had laws on their books that really should have also been illegal under the old Supreme Court law. And they're saying, look, this is what we're saying, is that this is legal. And with the Supreme Court in Wayfair, they're saying, okay, now we're good to go.
Mm-hmm. So is there a national? There's no national approach to this at all. Then, right? I mean, there's no macro $5 million. If you sell under $5 million, there's nothing like that's been determined. Right? Is that going to take legislation?
No, and there won't be a legislation because South Dakota was really smart. The way they did it, they made a really specific bright line test. They said, "Look, we're creating an economy for you." That's basically what they're saying. We're creating an economy for you, and so you have an obligation under the Constitution. We can collect tax. We can require you to collect the tax if you meet these thresholds. If you're under those thresholds, we can't ask that of you. Okay. So that's the threshold. And what we're seeing is that most of the states that are enacting new sales tax laws are enacting them specifically
right.
with South Dakota's law. They're following their test.
How would South Dakota know what I was doing? How would they be able to audit this and keep up with what I'm
well,
doing?
That's a tough thing. You know, they might send out questionnaires. You know, there's a number of ways that they're going to be looking at it, and questionnaires is a lot of it. We call it a desk audit. And but you're right. I mean, it's very hard for them to administer, particularly for a smaller online retailer.
There are a few on Amazon,
they're going to be able to find you.
Oh yeah, of course. But there are a few small businesses out there that really have it going on. They do a lot of sales. And they're going to be the ones that are going to have to really comply with this, and the small guys, the ones who sell, you know, just a few things a month, the people around the country, they're going to probably fly under the radar. When we come back, I'm going to ask Tom what kind of technology is being developed to help small business owners to track this and remit their sales tax.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.